Hey, this is Terry, and this is episode 330. Hold on, we've got a lot of exciting stuff coming up.
Here we go! Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
Wanted to get with you. This is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, but I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
That's right. We are excited to be here. I hope you are. I hope you've had a wonderful start to your week thus far. I've had probably one of the most productive weekends I've had in a very, very long time. I don't know what and why. Okay, I don't. But I was able to redesign my full homepage of my personal site. And by the way, let me know if you like it. Go over to TerryWilson3.com and just check it out. If you've seen the old one or the way it was laid out before, I have like totally redesigned it. I think I really like the way it looks now. It is just, it's a lot cleaner. Reagan and I sort of go back. He's not in the studio. Matter of fact, I am in the studio by myself tonight. We're not taking live questions because of that, so I do apologize. However, you can post questions anyway, and we will respond. Just won't be able to do it in real time on the podcast, okay? And if you want to watch this, listen to it later where it's posted, this is episode 330, and you'll be able to go to my website, TerryWilson3.com, and go under the podcast, look for 330, and you can post questions under there. I, Reagan, Jamie, Michael, someone will be back in responding to you. But man, this weekend, I have just been, just a workhorse. I redesigned my entire homepage, set up a brand new store that I want to talk to you guys tonight about, and was able to design probably about 15 different products. It is just like, I don't know how to explain it. Maybe if you're a musician or an artist of some sort, you know how, or an athlete even, you just sort of get in this zone where, man, your ideas and your synapses is just really firing, and things are happening, and it's just like the universe just opens up to you and you start getting all these ideas. I love it. In my Christian theology, you know, that Kairos moment where it's just like time stands still, and all of a sudden there's just this supernatural grace to really perceive things and see things and be productive. And it was cool. So I like it when that happens. I don't know if it was part of the keto diet that was helping me there. I don't know what was helping me, but the good Lord, whatever means he used to help a brother out, man, it went appreciated because it was a very, very productive weekend. For you members that are on tonight, the software that we illustrated this past training on Wednesday night with our landing page creator and all the upgrades that we're doing with it, that's what I used to design my home page. and the buttons, the landing page, the graphics, everything you see. So if you like it, you can do the same. I'm actually going to save it as a template. I'll send that over to you. It'll be in your back office probably in a couple weeks so that you can use it as a template, go in and change it, design it how you want. But it'll be there for you. The store, we're going to get into that. But man, I'm going to tell you what, I have shied away from e-commerce and physical products, well, going on 10 years. And I'll tell you why. A little post-traumatic stress disorder on my part. I used to be in the physical business as far as what I sold was tangible products and goods, pianos, keyboards, sound systems, microphones, recording equipment, all of that stuff that goes along with the MI business, the musical instrument business, the piano business, and did it for, oh gosh, well, from about 10 years prior to going out of it. I started, I guess, in 96 and went out of it in 2008. So what is that? About 12 years in the music business. And that's all I knew. I did not know until I got into insurance and then eventually this world what it was to sell a service, to sell coaching, to sell training, to sell professional services. And like we do with the MBTI and the Myers-Briggs coaching and stuff like that. I was a, you know, if you couldn't touch it, scratch it, smell it, taste it, you know, I just didn't know how to sell it until I got into this. And then I got into this and man, I love selling coaching packages, software, websites, lead generation tools, all of that stuff. Because number one, and this is a big one, probably the, I would say the biggest reason I shied away from anything in tangible physical products, no inventory. One of the beautiful things about TW3, and I'm looking here and I just noticed a typo as I'm doing this podcast on my website. It's like, oh, why didn't I catch it right now? And hopefully by the time you hear this, you won't catch it. But at the very top of my website, I just interrupted myself. It says discover, develop, and monetize. It's supposed to say discover. I left out the C. I'm telling you, let me just be, by the way, let me just be an example for you guys that feel like, man, I'm not smart enough. I don't have the wherewithal to be able to create content because I'm not a writer. I'm grammatically challenged. Listen to the way I talk. Watch my website, read my emails. I'm telling you, sometimes I'm just amazed that I make a living at this because it's just wrought with typos at times and little oversights. Like, it's not that I can't spell discover. It's just I'm knocking a lot of stuff out, trying to do three things at once. And I'm constantly getting in a hurry, not proofing it the way I should. But for you guys, it thinks, here I go again. I'm going to make mistakes all throughout this. So for you who have made perfect the enemy of good that says I'm not going to start, try, or do anything until I get it all right and perfect, let me just tell you that day never comes. Because as soon as you get everything nailed down, the world changes on you. One of the clients I have, you know, is getting a little frustrated because the software is changing on him, that one of the software pieces that we have, and there's just no way around it, you know. So be okay with changes because changes are going to inevitably happen. I know change is stressful. I know for certain personality types, it's really a challenge more so than others. But it's just one of those things. If you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to be someone that goes out and puts a dent in the universe, then you've got to be okay with changes. As a matter of fact, I would argue not only do you need to be okay with changes, but man, you look for them, you embrace them, and you're grateful when they happen. And here's the reason why. I love when things change because I know it's then a race to see who can capture the information and the ability to harness the best strategy in the new environment that's been presented. What brings you value in the marketplace is your ability to solve problems for yourself and for others. And if you can first solve the problem for yourself, learn, discover, and develop how discover what the issue is, discover what's going on, develop a strategy, develop systems, develop different software pieces that you can put in. If you can do that and bring value to yourself, you can monetize your engagement there, and then you can teach other people how to do it and monetize. And it's a business upon a business. And that's how TW3 came about. So don't get discouraged when changes happen. But what was I saying? I interrupted myself. See, I was teaching a class the other day, and I said, there's no rabbit I won't chase down the trail sometimes. I guess it's preacher's disease or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, getting back to, I always shied away from physical products and physical things. And I know e-commerce has been going on for years. Matter of fact, the way I became successful and won all those awards in the music business and became one of the largest piano dealers in the U.S. For a few years there, just a brief season, was internet marketing and selling online. So I've been, you know, even though TW3 is only 10 years in right now, the business of TerryWilson3.com, I, Terry Wilson, have been online since 1997, doing business, 1998. And so I knew the value, because especially if you're in a rural area of the country, and maybe you're someone that you're lucky enough to be in a Los Angeles or a New York or Houston or a Charlotte or an Atlanta, these heavily populated areas. But for the lion's share of people, you might be in an area like the upstate of South Carolina or Western North Carolina, where, you know, it's not as populated. And so if you want to scale your business, how can you scale it in a very, you know, unpopulated area? Well, you take your goods, your products, your services, and you put them online. So that's how I made my bones in the piano business and in the music business, keyboard and sound systems and stuff like that, and did great. And then, you know, everybody knows my story. So when my story happened in 08, and, you know, we were so tied to the housing market because we were selling tons and tons and tons of pianos through Costco and through eBay and through our own website. We were pumping out at one time 50 pianos a week. What we did not realize at the time, and you only know these things in hindsight, and I wasn't the greatest of entrepreneurs, to be honest with you, back then. I would tell you, the first 10 years, 12 years of my career, I was an incredible, incredible salesman, and I was a terrible business owner, terrible manager, and just an okay, at best, entrepreneur. Now I understand how to count the cost. Now I understand how to watch the metrics. Now I understand to keep a keen eye on what's going on, how to make changes in real time. And, you know, because of that experience, I have just really, really, like, man, I just don't know if I ever want to get into any type of business where I'm selling a physical product that you can touch. I like the fact that I have no inventory. My business is just ebb and flow with the demand. You know, if I don't sell another TW3 package, it doesn't cost me anything to be able to sell TW3, because it's not like I have, you know, an inventory back here that I had to buy, and then I have to floor plan, and I have to warehouse, and I have to maintain, and then I've got to get it out. I love this digital world. And so I fell in love with it. It started out in the, like I said, the insurance business, no way. And then I started developing these lead generation products that I knew and how to market online through the music business. I started doing insurance that way. And then other insurance agents and real estate agents and direct salespeople wanted. And so here we are. So said all that to say, this weekend, I was like, you know, I am sick and tired of sending my clients to other people to buy things that the people that they're buying from don't know as much as I do in the ability to help them. For instance, microphones, headsets for your telephone, because we run a call center, and some of the people I send them to, there's wanting $300 and $400 for a headset call center set up. And I was like, there's got to be a better way. And so I started out saying, well, maybe these affiliate offers from Amazon and some of that stuff. But then I was like, good Lord, for what it's going to cost me to market, to sell, And then for only that little bit of Amazon commission, it just didn't set well. And so I was like, but I don't want inventory. I'm not going to buy an inventory of microphones and lighting systems and recording systems and maybe some swag like t-shirts and pens and journals and stuff like that. I just don't want to do that. So there's got to be. And then I was in a mastermind group that I pay about $1,500 a month to attend. And if I mention some of the names in this mastermind group, a lot of you would know them. But I don't like name dropping and stuff like that. But I pay that a month. And it's because if I ever need to know, you know, inside information, what to do, how to do it, what's the best way, here's what I want to do. There's people in every field. You know, I come in as the marketer, as the blogger, at offering some podcasting. Other people have experience in coaching and in mindset stuff and financial stuff. So everybody's got sort of like their own little niche that they work in really well. And so there's one person on there that has made lots of money selling physical products online. And so I told him, I said, hey, man, I want to do this. I'd like to be able to do it and offer it. But dude, I am just not in the mood of going back to a warehousing inventory and then you bulking up. And in today's world, you're not going to get the margins you once got in retail. He says, who said anything about inventory? You never have to. Matter of fact, you don't even touch the product. It's drop shipped direct. And so I got to talking and looking and I said, yeah, but I don't want some of this just goofy stuff. I want, you know, quality stuff that can be used to enrich my members, my clients, my TW3 members for stuff they need. And also people that are not in TW3 that would give them value. And he says, no worries. And so, I looked at this and I was like, dude, so today I'm announcing, it's not fully complete. I'm still tweaking and everything. And some of the products I have in the store is not something I necessarily think I want to push as much. But there's a lot of great products that I went out there and we handpicked. And I was like, okay, I like this one. I like this one. And so we've launched tw3store.com and it's connected to my home site. And it's going to have things on there like journals, like t-shirts, like microphones, like recording equipment, like headsets for the call center. And we're populating it with the other stuff that will be in line and congruent with what we're already doing, which is online marketing and servicing the entrepreneur world. And so I put a few things together. Over the weekend, I mean, I was just chugging. Oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. And then I was like, okay, I think it was Saturday, this Saturday. Gina was homeschooling and working with the kids at the house. And I was working in the office and studio here. And, she said, hey, can you get groceries for tonight? And take care of dinner and cooking, and said, yeah, what do you guys want? Taco salad. Great. I'll go get everything for the taco salad. And so head to the grocery store and I run into a friend of mine. And I don't know if you're like me, but when I see certain people or hear certain songs or whatever, you know, especially if it's people I haven't seen in a while, yeah, I mean, my mind just goes back to a place and a time. And so I ran into one of my old friends that I used to work 20 some odd years ago in the music business. And man, we were just yucking it up. We're laughing and we're cutting up. I'm 5-10 minutes there in the aisle, just reminiscing of stuff going on and what he's doing, what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. And it just reminded me, you know, how memories can serve to help or hurt. And that thought process led to, you know, that's the reason why I am sort of just like religious about journaling. I journal every day. I write stuff down. Because I've got goals each and every day. I've got, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to accomplish. And then when I have some big idea, and by the way, I was joking with someone the other day and I said, you know, I typically only have about 3 good ideas a year and I have thousands of ideas. oh, no, no, you're the golden boy. Everything you touch, I said, no, actually, 98% of everything I do is a failure. And that's the truth. 98% of what I do, if it's outside of the norms of what I normally do, just trying this, and it's, I fail. But here's the difference between successful entrepreneurs, and I'm not necessarily putting myself in that category, even though I think I'm fairly successful. But I would tell you, here's the difference between successful and non-successful. It's not that necessarily that successful entrepreneurs, I don't want to get cliche, well, they don't quit and other people do. No. Here's the difference. Successful entrepreneurs, everybody has that launching period. Everybody has that period in your entrepreneurial journey where you try, you fail, you win. Okay. And then you try, and then it starts. But here's the thing. You take those wins. Oh, I finally figured out how to do something, a concept, a strategy, a product, a campaign, whatever it is, I've got something here. Oh, I figured out how to make money with something. And then you ride that horse as long as it takes you. But here, you've got to build up an inventory of good ideas that are working for you. And then what happens is, over time, you really love trying different things and you don't care if you fail because you've got 10 other ideas in your back pocket here that you're doing right now. It's going on. It's making money for you. So you can afford to fail. And as you can afford to fail, you don't care if you fail because you're looking for that next home run. You don't care if you swing and miss. And then all of a sudden, because your attitude has changed about failure and your perception about it, what happens to me is, dude, I'm laughing half the time. Like right now, I'm laughing at the fact I can't spell discover on my homepage. I'm sitting here telling a whole podcast audience, hey, go over and check out my website. Tell me what you think. And then I just so happen to look up for the first time and go, well, I just misspelled discover. The first word on my website, discover, develop, monetize, and I left out the C in discover. Now, there's certain clients of mine, and I'm not beating up on any of them. This would throw them. I mean, they would beat themselves up. They would think, oh my God, what in the world am I doing? I'm making a fool of myself. And they just have this mentality of, you know, I'm never going to be good enough. I'm never going to amount to anything. I'm never going to be able to do this because of and they look for things like that as exhibit 562, Your Honor, why I should not be allowed to be successful. I do not have permission to be successful. And what I want to encourage any of you guys that are just starting in your entrepreneurial journey or you're in the process of it is be okay with the failure. And know this, just keep looking for that one thing that works. And then once you figure it out, you keep doing that, you keep that going, and then you do another. And you keep, but I was talking to Gary last week, you know, when we recruit people onto TW3, the hardest sale you'll ever make is that first sale. And I know sometimes I get, especially guys that's been entrepreneurs for a while, different experiences. They get a little frustrated with me, and here's the reason why. When they get in my system, I say, do 1 through 6, do that, complete that before you book your first one-on-one with me if they're an elite member. Well, I want to talk to them, and they see me making money with my RMP business, my affiliate business, all these other businesses. I'm about to show off what we did in a store this weekend, and I know, and by the way, what we're going to do, we're going to be releasing to our elite the training on how to do this, because it is just phenomenal. The opportunity to grow passive income is just phenomenal. It's just going to be one more feather in the cap that we'll be releasing in a few months in the ELT package, because our elite members already have an online store and everything. But they get frustrated because they want to go to step 12 and they haven't mastered steps 1 through 6. And I want to encourage you to get in a program, whether you use TW3 or not, get in a program that's going to discipline you to be successful as quickly as possible in a very focused manner. Because the number one thing that kills every, I'm telling you, show me one person that comes on a TW3 that doesn't find success quicker than they ought, and I will show you that person is unfocused. It's always, without a doubt, without exception, they get unfocused. Why? Because they're doing this program of 1 through 6 that we have in our training, and it's not happening as quickly as they want, or they've had a bad experience because, and I'll tell you what through 1 through 6 is. We show you how to generate traffic into your call center, and you either talk to them physically or they email you for a follow-up, one of the two strategies. And it's a lot of grunt work at first, but the reason we do that is because that process is teaching you a sales process. There's about 5 stages to a sales process that most people have not been taught correctly how to do, especially online. And learning that and doing that also is going to teach you the technical skills to be able to build opt-in forms, landing pages, embed video stuff, and post ads and content to drive traffic. And those are some technical skills that you don't have to do this business, by the way. You can just get in our call center, buy a booster, we'll drive the calls to you. But you are better served to learn how to do this. And when you learn how to do that, it's the sky's the limit. And you drive your traffic using these tools. But the point that I'm trying to get to, and I hope I'm not rambling. I'm used to having people in here bantering with me, but you know, I feel like I'm going back to the old days of back when I had the podcast and it was just me in a walk-in closet at our old house. And I was just starting this podcast. But the point is, we get our clients to stay focused on this and just do this. Even if this is outside of your scope of proficiency, because some of you will be more proficient to do something over here or something over here, but you can't get to that something over there until you build a certain level of skill set, mindset, and marketing ability that is going to be covered in those first steps. And so that's what makes our program so successful. That's why after 10 years, we got an A rating with not being a member, an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, because we sort of hold our members accountable in the program like that. And we reinforce that. Do steps 1 through 6. Don't worry about steps 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Don't worry about that. I'm going to show something tonight about the online store and how I was able to make money just like that. Did not spend a dime. And just turned it on, talked about, I made a video about journaling after meeting Ernie Saturday in the grocery store, and boom. I mean, it was just like, okay. And then I was like, well, I'm freaking out now. Okay, I've made all these sales. What do I do? And I went back. It's done everything for me. It's contacted the manufacturers. It's being made, printed right now, and it's going to be drop shipped to them. They'll have it within 10 business days normally. And money's already come in for the purchase. Money's already gone out to buy the shipping, the manufacturing, and the inventory to be sent to them. And then there's nothing left there but just a profit margin. I'm telling you, I was like, okay. Now, if this is what it means to have an online store and sell physical products in the 21st century now, and it's better margins than what you're going to get as just an affiliate, you know, paint me all in, because this is super cool. So I don't know if I brought this up. If you're listening to the audio podcast of what I'm going to do for the folks watching this, on the camera is I'm actually going to show my computer screen here. So it went black. I know it did just for a second. So hold on 1 second and let me pull up. Yeah, there we go. So I hope you like my new homepage. And that's right there. It says Discover instead of Discover. So I'll fix that later. We've got a whole new store set up. Now, we've still got our business store that sells leads and sells marketing and sells all that. We're not changing anything, by the way, guys. We're still doing what we're doing because it works. I'm just saying I've added a new business and income stream here. And as we get this going and up to speed, I'm actually going to be bringing it in, the training portion and all that, into our ELT package to help our members out. But over here at our store, this right here is our classic leather notebook bound journal. And why did I bring that up? Why did I put it right up front? Well, when I met Ernie, I ran into him Saturday in the grocery store. It just reminded me of memories. And then that thought process brought me over to, you know, it wasn't just 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I did a training about how I had to pivot once again in the insurance business into something different because of the new ACA laws, Obamacare, and all the changes it made, you know. And I was just in total post-stress, traumatic stress, whatever. I mean, I was just like freaking out, okay, because I just lost the music business. I finally figured out a new business, the insurance business. I finally, you know, I was trying this, just like you entrepreneurs, just like everyone. It doesn't matter what the entrepreneurial journey is so similar to so many people. I tried this, I tried that. When I got into the insurance, I went into a captive agency. They were selling whole life, 20 pay to toddlers and kids and college plans. And they were selling the Gerber life stuff type. It wasn't Gerber, but it was that type of stuff. They were selling some, I would say just, well, whatever. I'm not going to make a judgment on it, but they were just selling things that didn't resonate with me as far as how to present it, how to sell it. Not that they were doing anything wrong, but just the clientele, you know, the business wasn't a fit for me. I just want to be clear. I'm not trying to make any judgments, okay? Because it was a great company, great people. But it just wasn't a fit. And man, I was getting discouraged. And gosh, I was like, you know, I've got to find something. I as a family of seven with five children and a husband, I cannot afford just to make 30, 40 grand a year. I mean, we just can't. I mean, and not live in any lifestyle that we want to. I mean, we could, I guess, you could do whatever. You probably live off of less than that. If we could do anything better, the point is I wanted to. And so I went independent, and then I tried selling index universal life products, tried to sell mortgage protection life term products, tried to sell final expense products, tried to sell health insurance products, tried to sell annuities. Man, I was like the typical entrepreneur I work with every week now that is just going from one thing to 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 one thing. And it's just like throw spaghetti up on the wall, see which one sticks. And you're in that panic mode because you're needing money. I totally get it. That's why I empathize with a lot of the guys I work with. And that's why, just so you guys know, for you guys who are members, you're starting to understand the inside of me of why I am so diligent about it. If someone had a walk beside me when I got into insurance, totally something totally new, something totally I didn't understand, something totally foreign to the music business, and made me focus on one strategy, doing one thing one way, I would have been a lot more successful a lot quicker. But as such, I was sort of just equipped to understand how each and every product worked, what it was, but no one could explain how to market it. No one could explain who to go after. No one had a system in place. It's just frustrating. It's just so frustrating. The two pieces of advice that people in the insurance world would give me is call your friends, family, and foes, work them for referrals, or buy leads. How many's ever heard that? Just terrible, terrible way of business. And here again, that's why you understand why I designed our platform the way we did. You do not have to call your friends, family, and foes. You do not have to buy leads. We've got a system. We've got software. We got websites, and we've got a strategy to execute on. Do this way, and rinse, wash, and repeat. Just do this, you'll make money. We guarantee it. It's in writing. 90-day money made guarantee. If you'll do it the way we show you. Don't do it the way you think. Don't do it the way it's comfortable. Don't do it the way that you could imagine it working. I don't care. You know, I'm not trying to be belittling or dismissive. Just do work the program. The program will work, I promise you. So I keep interrupting myself. I really need Reagan and Lizzie in here. But anyway, I go online, and that meeting with Ernie reminding me of that time period, reminding me of getting in the insurance business, reminding me all the struggles. And then what happened? And then I slipped into figuring out how to use a voice broadcast dialer to market two or three types of insurance products. And I understood if I called these people with that particular offer this way, I made money nonstop. Fast forward, Obamacare comes around, screws a lot of things up for me as far as a business standpoint, not trying to get political, just, you know, take it for what it is. It did screw my business up. And so I am panicking again. So I, this journal that I've got in my hand right here, was given to me, on the 14th. And, it was, excuse me, December the 13th. Cause I started journaling January 1, 1:15, Happy New Year, and blah, blah, blah. And then I wrote down something that says right there, I want to make $1,000 a day. Right there is my journal. And I go back to this $1,000 a day. And so what do I need to do? I wrote down, well, on accidental life and disability, I get 105% advance 9-month commission. I get on critical illness, 40%. On dental, I get 40%. Telemed, I get 90. Index ULs, I get 110. Temp medical stuff, I get 10%. Indemnity plans, I get 40. Term life, I get 105. So I wrote down all my commissions. This is my inventory of what I can offer. This is what they pay out and how they pay out. And then I said, okay, so if I want to make $1,000 a day, what do I need to do? Well, I could sell a dental plan that was $26 a month, and that would give me $62 in commission. Accidental $50 a month premium would give me $567. Critical illness at $30 a month would give me $72. Telemed, $10 a month, gave me so much, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I broke down. So if I came up with three packages that included these benefits and these plans, and I says this package would be $149 between these age brackets, and I sort of made my own chart. And said, so, okay, so now I've quantified it down to three different packages that I've got. And each package was going to net me $1,000 a day or more in commission. Would net me $700 at least a day in commission. So I knew I needed to sell one and a half of these a day, basically, to make $1,000 a day. And so I reverse engineer it, what I need to do to make that. And then over here, come up with a script, the people to call, what to say, how to call them. And I knew if I called 25, if I called 1,000 people, I got 25 people interested. If I got 25 people interested, on average, I closed 2. And that's how, and that training, by the way, I've got that entire training at TerryWilson3.com. I'll link it in the notes here, and I'll refer you to this. So where are you going with this, Terry? What does this got to do with your store and all that? That's something real to me. That's a story. That's how getting my ideas down on paper, remembering that time of playing music with Ernie and all those guys, getting your thoughts, getting your ideas, getting your emotions, getting it down on a journal, getting my thoughts clear. Let me tell you what happened. This kept me accountable. This gave me a plan. This told me where I was at. And then day to day, I would chart it. And even after losing the music business and then getting into insurance and then finally learning how to do insurance to make money. And then once I'm learning my craft, getting knocked off my horse because what I was doing was majorly affected by the ACA. And then being able to improv, to adjust, to figure out what's going on. It all came about because I wrote things down and I developed a plan. You know, the good book says, man makes plans, it's God to order steps. I really believe if we do our part, he does his part. I believe if you will commit your plans to him, you know, and I'm not trying to get preachy. I'm just saying so many times people are such a wandering generality when they need to be a meaningful, specific, intentional about what they're doing. So all of that, you said, Terry, you got all of that out of a, yes, I did. That's just how my goofy brain works. But here's the deal. I created a video right after. You can go back and watch it on my YouTube channel. It's vlog number one, VLOG1. I said, I'm going to start a vlog, and this is what I'm going to say, and I'm going to talk to people. And so I launched my store. And one of the things I wanted to put in that store was this journal here, because it just means a lot to me to write things down. I send that out. About 100 people watched it that day. About 10 people bought that journal right there just Saturday. Another 18 people Sunday. Today we had probably another 12, 13. So total, I think it was up to around 50 some odd of these journals. And that's just passive income, sold a physical product, sold to a store that I don't have an inventory, that my margin is a lot better than 10%. And I'm still able to save a ton, because that's real leather. I mean, it's quality stuff. The guy that I'm coaching with really helped me pick out some really good stuff. And so, said all that to say, that's how, if you have, and so this company that's doing this for me called us up, how did you sell 50 of these in just one day? You know, and I told him, I says, well, I've been an online marketer now, you know, for 20 some odd years. I've built a pretty substantial list. I just sent out a quick blurb. I didn't really do any major push or anything, just to see what the interest is. And they says, my word, he said, you've got the component that most of the people that come over here and want to start this, they struggle forever. And I was like, that's why I tell my members, that's what I tell everybody that joins TW3. It doesn't matter what kind of business you're in. It doesn't matter what product, good, or service you offer. If you have the ability to generate leads, you have the keys of the kingdom, and you can be in any business you want. We're going about to start rolling this out for our elite members, for they're going to be able to be in the physical space, to be able to literally sell physical products that match what they want to do. I want to equip entrepreneurs with tools, training, and technology that they need. I think every entrepreneur, if you don't buy something from me, if you know, get a piece of, but you need to write, you know, the good book says to make the plan, the plan plain, write it, put it on the wall, you know, so everybody understands it. And you say, well, why is that important? Why is it important to write something down? Why is it important to make it plain? Why is it important to put it up so everyone will understand it? I'll tell you why. It keeps you accountable, number one. And it forewarns the people you're around. I did a blog post today, and I was actually promoting, I don't know if it's this up on my screen or not, but I was promoting this t-shirt I designed. I'll just pull it up here. I don't think you can see it. But for you guys listening to the audio podcast, I did a t-shirt, and it's called I'm a Gold Digger. And it's got the TW3 logo right there. And I put a blog post together, and I already sold two of these just today. I just came out with that post today. And I said, because I truly believe this, when you write things and wear things on your shirt, when you put things on your wall, when you put things on your mirror, when you put these things out, your friends, your family, the people you come in contact with, the people at the store, they don't see what you put on your mirror. And that's fine. There's some things that don't need to be. But I think there needs to be a message about, this is what I'm about. This is who I am. And it just sort of puts it out there, because here's the thing. When you start, I've got another shirt we're working on right now. It says a millionaire in the making. You put things out there. He said, Terry, that just sounds cocky. Or Terry, that just sounds that. No. This is my plan. This is where I'm headed. This is what I want to do. This is what I'm about. And here's the thing. If wanting more, desiring more, wanting to go after more offends people, I'd rather just warn them up front and say, this is who I am. This is how we roll. That's why it's so important to put the vision on the wall and make it plain, because it attracts the right people, it repels the wrong people, and it holds you accountable to what you said you was going to do. Because here's the thing. If I go out and say, I plan on being a millionaire, and I put it on my shirt, and then they see me just acting goofy, laying on the couch all day, not doing anything, not going after anything, not trying to achieve anything, then I really told everybody that my word's nothing. And so if you take pride in what you say, if you're one of those people like, I mean, I'm let you yay be yay and you nay be nay. You know, as far as me and my business, this is the way we roll. I mean, if you get that mindset about you, then when you're intentional about what you put on your shirt, you're intentional about that bumper sticker on your car, you're intentional about the message that you're laying out there, because you know you're going to be held accountable. So I'm very careful. Someone asked me the other day, why don't you say this or why don't you do this? And I said, because I'm very careful. I don't want to say anything I can't back up. I don't want to say anything that I can't with full heart and intention, you know, stand behind later on. If, in other words, it might be a good thing to say. It might be a positive thing to say. But here's the thing. If I'm not sincere about it, if that's not where I'm at right now, then I'm just not going to say it. I don't believe in this fake it till you make it. I believe in the North Carolina motto, esse quam videri. Rather to be than seem to be. I want to be successful. I don't want to look successful. I want to be happy. I don't want to look happy. I want to be full of joy and full of contentment on what I do. I don't want to seem to be that way. And so put a blog post up, talked about, you know, why it's important to whether you get this shirt or another shirt, you know, go after it. Folks, I'm telling you, the internet taking, have you noticed how I'm taking my stories and I'm putting it with these products and how, it makes the products, become more than just a product. That's the way you sell online. That's the way you sell physical products. That's the way, it's sincere to you, because I have an emotional connection to these, because every one of these products, every one of these things, I have a story behind and why you need it. The reason why so many internet marketers are so unsuccessful is they can't emotionally, mentally, spiritually tie themselves and become one with what they're doing. There's this incongruency. And so here's the thing I would tell you. If what you're involved in is a good thing, it's a noble thing, it's an honest thing, but you're not tied with it because there's some level of frustration or aggravation, then figure out how you can be tied to something noble, something honorable, something that you want to do, and figure out a way that it's not going, because there's usually, if there's a frustration or aggravation, what that is an unmet expectation. Why is there an unmet expectation? Well, you have to be real. What do I expect? What do I expect, and why are my expectations not being met? And you have to get real. Can you say real? You have to get very real. Let's put it that way. Sometimes your expectations are misplaced. Sometimes your expectations are too high. Sometimes your expectations are too low. Sometimes your expectations are on the wrong people or things. Sometimes your expectations are conditioned by past hurts, failures, wounds, and things of that nature, and you're projecting. So, you know, man, I tell you, entrepreneurialism, wow. The thing about entrepreneurialism is it, for you to be successful, it demands that you grow, that you become better, that you are not the same person tomorrow as you are today, because the only way for you to achieve success is for you to be able to process aggravation, frustration, irritation, to be able to process success and not letting it go to your head and not getting lazy all of a sudden because you made a few dollars. I mean, all of those temptations that you as an entrepreneur are going to have, it's going to mold, it's going to make, it's going to condition you to be a better person, a more content person. I will tell you, yes, I love the money that my business has brought to me and my family. I really do. I don't love money, but I love my business and I love what the grace of God has done for us. I told someone the other day, as a matter of fact, it's going to be a t-shirt. I don't love money. I just hate poverty. But the point is, more than that, I would tell you, I love what entrepreneurialism and fighting and getting hit and hurt, wounded and put down But learning the process of getting back up and fighting, getting hit, getting hurt, getting put back down, but getting back up and fighting. I love not that. All of that was painful. But I love what the process has been able to condition me to at this point. I love the fact that I really do understand, you know, sometimes things go great, sometimes things go bad, but in all these things, I've learned to be, you know, chill with it. And that's the process of going after your goals, going after your dreams, going after that thing, that desire that's on the inside of you. If you will let that process take hold, if you will not short circuit it, not get frustrated and throw your hands up and say, forget this. But if you'll just let that process of fighting, getting hit, getting hurt, getting put down, but getting back up, if you will let that process mold and make you into a better person, eventually what you will learn is these little things that used to knock you out for a week or two are not even road bumps anymore. They're not even blips on the radars. It's hysterical. I don't make light of it because I used to be there. But it's hysterical in the context of where I've been and where I'm at now. Some of my clients that'll come on, and the first time they run into someone who's just unreasonable, calls them a name, makes an unfounded accusation, gives them a hard time, and how it just sends them into orbit. Hurt people hurt people. And when you're working with the general public, and I don't care if you're working behind a computer screen or you're on a telephone, I don't care if you're returning email, I don't care if you're doing social media marketing, at some point you're working with people. And just statistically speaking, you know, crazy's got a foothold on a lot of people. Just turn on social media, you'll see that our world's a little bit crazy. Point of it is, that used to tear me up as well. Why are these people being this way? Why are they just... But I've learned over time, yeah, I'm going to run into some crazies. Or as Joe said a few weeks ago when he was on the show, he says, there's just some fools out there, F-O-O-L. But you have to weed through that to find that Joe, to find that Gary, to find that Jeff, to find that, you know, Tracy, to find that Mark, to find that, you know, Jane, to find, you know, all of these folks that we've come to grow and love and are just producing and enjoying their life and going to the next level over the last several years. It takes, you know, sometimes, you know, having to sort of go through the muck and the mire of attitude, not people. I'm not judging people, but their attitude stinks. And they've allowed their attitude to make them stink. But sometimes you just have to deal with that. And it's amazing through the process of working with people and through the process of any business. If you'll let that process do what it can do for you, you will be better for it. If, you know, I told someone the other day, business is like working out in a gym. You know, the resistance that you feel, the pushback that you feel, the getting up early and finding the crowd, the sweat and the toil. Man, the first few weeks, it stinks. But then all of a sudden, you notice it gets easier and easier. And all of a sudden, you start noticing your waistline gets smaller, your chest gets bigger, your muscles are stronger. And you're eating more and not gaining weight, and all of a sudden you're just in this better shape than you've ever been. But getting in good shape, whether it's physically, financially, spiritually, or emotionally, is not comfortable. And I'll tell you why. Wherever you're at right now, you might be making $1 million a year right now. You might be skinny and fit and whatever. You might have the world by the tail. But here's the thing. Don't you want to do more? There's always room for more. And to do more, one thing has to take place. Only one thing. Change. And change is uncomfortable. I've got a training that I also want to encourage you to go sometime to my site and look up. And it's The Power of Expectations. If you're finding yourself up and down, up and down, up and down, in your entrepreneurial journey, in your journey for success, in your journey to find goals that you want to achieve, I would tell you to understand and to harness the power of expectations. Expectations can define you, they can refine you, or they can confine you. Expectations are a powerful, powerful thing. The way you place them, where you place them, who you place them on, and how you place them is going to ultimately dictate the success that you experience. So get that training free of charge. I think you'll really, really like it. It'll help you if you're one of these folks that are just up and down on a roller coaster. You know, one day I'm, you know, I call it the bipolar express when it comes to entrepreneurialism. Don't get on that. But, folks, I'm telling you, the opportunity, we launched that store. Go over to tw3store.com, tw3store.com, or you can go to my website, terrywilson3.com, click on store. We got a lot of cool stuff over there. One thing I've been referring clients out forever to was like telephone systems. And now, you know, for what Ring Central and some of them was charging $129 for, we found this one over here that is $89 retail, and we can get it out for $49. So if you're working in a TW3 call center, or you're working at home now and you need a good noise canceling telephone, it's got the redial, it's got everything you want on it, and you connect it right into your phone system, and then you can have your Ring Central account or whatever, send out the phones right to it. It's pretty cool. It works on a real landline and stuff like that. And we've got some over there as well as USB, but this is a real landline because more of my clients use the real landline. And some of the offers that we work with, you have to be on a real landline. So that's a great product over there. Of course, we got some swag, the TW3 swag and all that. We got recorders over there. I tell everybody you need to record your voice conversations, and you need to have a recording on there. It says this is being recorded. You know, when you're taking business and doing stuff over the phone, and you check your states on the legality of that. Of course, we got some t-shirts I'm designing right now. Take calls, read scripts, and make money. We got all that, green screens. You'll see some training I've got in the office on the green screens, but a lot of cool stuff. That leather notebook journal, I've actually got one coming my way because I'm going to start using it. The power of writing down goals, the power of writing down what you want out of life and holding yourself accountable, the power of wearing your goals and your dreams out and just forewarning everyone, you know, this is who I'm about. This is what I do. This is the way we roll. I'm telling you, it sets the expectations. You know, John Maxwell said once that there's only two types of people in the world. There's those who are thermostats and there's those who are thermometers. When you carry yourself a certain way, when you wear slogans that says millionaire in the making, when you wear shirts that says I used to be stuck on stupid, when you wear funny shirts, you're letting people know, hey, this is what I'm about. This is who I am. And you can hold yourself accountable to that message, and you can also weed out the people that are not supposed to be in your circle of influence, and you can attract the people that are, because that's the beautiful thing about being yourself. Boy, I tell you, for several years, I was like trying to sound like someone that didn't come out of Atlanta, Georgia, trying to sound different and I got to the point where I was like, you know, I am who I am. You know, some people are going to like the funny talk and all this, and some people are not. Some people are going, man, this guy's hokey. Some people are not. When I tell you, one of the things I've learned is this: when you get comfortable with you, when you get sold on you, you give other people the permission to get sold on you. And it's a very freeing thing for you and them, because something that's very unique. I studied this as I was studying in the Myers-Briggs program and delving into more psychological stuff. You know, we were created to be able to, and the reason we were created this way, by the way, is so that we could survive. It's a survival thing. But the reason why you and I made it out of the jungle and other animals might not have is there's something on the inside of us that is different psychologically than other animals, and that is the ability through a sixth sense, if you will, but also your senses, to size someone up immediately. So, is this a threat? Or is this a danger? And sometimes that ability to immediately say friend or foe, can work for you, and sometimes it can work against you. Sometimes you're projecting on others because of past things, and you have to guard yourself. So self-awareness is so huge. But going back to John Maxwell said some things too. John Maxwell said there's two types of people. There are people that are thermostats, and there are people who are thermometers. If you're going to be a thermometer, you're constantly just reacting. And sometimes your reactions are positive, sometimes they're negative, sometimes they're based in, it's a true reaction, and based on, well, it's a reaction based on the reality, the truth of the situation. Sometimes it's a reaction based on your perception that it's misguided and conditioned by other things. If you want to be successful, if you want to go to the next level, you need to determine, I'm going to be a thermostat, not a thermometer. In other words, I'm not just reacting, but I'm being proactive. And not only am I just reading the temperature of the room, oh, it's hot in here, or oh, it's cold in here. I'm reacting and I'm just being part of the environment, but I'm actually changing the environment. I am one of the tools. I'm one of the instruments. I'm one of the things that's going in and say, nope, we're going to be 78 degrees. I don't care how you feel. Or we're going to be 68 degrees. Or, you know, I'm setting. When you get intentional about who you are, when you get intentional about what you're saying, what you're doing, how you carry yourself, when you get intentional about your brand, your website, when you get intentional about what you wear, what you look like, what you're writing down, what you're holding yourself accountable to, when you get intentional and you get really sold on you, you are going to attract the right people, you're going to repel the wrong people, and you are going to go to the next level. I promise.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean,